Hello everyone and welcome to another book review. That's right, I've got another book review that I'm doing, and I'm doing it for The Hardy Boys Exist to Inspire by Matt and Jeff Hardy, released in 2003. So not all the interesting stories of Matt and Jeff that we are all familiar with that have occurred since 2003 are unfortunately not going to be included in this book. And it's also, this is a book that I'm borrowing from my brother-in-law to check this one out, and I'm not finished with it yet, but I have been reading it off and on for the last couple of days, and I've just felt compelled to give a quick little review for it. And as I've made it known already on here, I love reading wrestling books, wrestling biographies especially, and this is one that's very unique in its format and structure, and one that I'm not used to when it comes to wrestling biographies, especially ones that are co-authored, because the Young Bucks book, written by Matt and Nick Jackson, and the book with Ric Flair and Charlotte Flair, those books are where it's one person does one chapter, the other does the other chapter. Like in the Young Bucks, you know, there's Matt does a couple of chapters, then Nick does a couple of chapters, and in the Flair book, it's Rick does a couple of chapters, Charlotte does a couple of chapters, whereas in this one, it is, and also it's not even broken up into traditional chapter format, it's broken into three parts with little subcategories within each part, and within each part, it's Matt and Jeff both telling the story together, and it's a different style than what I'm used to when it comes to wrestling biographies especially, but I'm intrigued by it, I enjoy it, it's because it feels more like a conversation or like those one-man shows, or in this case a two-man show that they're explaining the stories, and I was a little thrown off by it at first, but as I've been reading more and more, I've gotten used to it and I'm enjoying it a lot more, and considering how unique of individuals Matt and Jeff are, it's fitting that their style of a memoir co-written by them would be unique as well. And again, I haven't gotten to any of the major wrestling stories on it yet. I've just gotten to where they had the Trampoline Wrestling Federation and the East Coast Wrestling Federation, I think is what it was called. And talking about how when their mom passed away years before that, and then stuff with the father, and how they were both a little rebellious growing up, which is, you know, no surprise considering a lot of the legal troubles both of them have been involved in the last 20 years. And it's just some one of the parts that's kind of funny. It was, and then I kind of just chuckled at it, that Matt Hardy at one part talked about that he's not a drinker and was not a party person, and obviously that changed since writing this book, because much him and Jeff had a lot of in and out of prison stints, and with some substance abuse and alcohol abuse issues, though from my understanding Matt has been completely clean for about a decade, especially since now he's, you know, marrying Rebbe, and he has his 4 children, I believe, yeah, and then Jeff also married with his kids, but he has continued to have his issues, and none of those will be in this book, as I already said. So if you want to hear more about that, you'll just have to rely on the dirt sheets, pretty much. Although I do recall that Matt was talking about that he's going to do another book, I guess, for himself, so he would dive more into that, but that was a long, long time ago when he had spoken about that on his old YouTube channel. I don't even know if he still does his YouTube channel. I haven't checked it out in so many years, but I'm not even gonna bother worrying about that right now. But yeah, they're telling some good stories, like the Jeff talking about how he got into motocross biking very young, and his the music that he's into, and how he, you know, him and Matt being fans of Pearl Jam, and how rap was a very influential aspect of their childhood and upbringing, and how, you know, growing up on a farm with their father, and a father that he was a tobacco farmer, and which I did not know that really, because I had only known just what a little bit I knew about Matt and Jeff individually, and then hearing that they grew up as, you know, tobacco farmer kids, that's interesting, because I'm familiar with farm life. I have had cousins that have done, you know, farming, but tobacco farming is an interesting one that I've know pretty much nothing about, except for what I learned in here. Actually kind of intrigued me. I would like to actually go to a tobacco farm and actually witness the process of it, and maybe even get my hands into it a little bit, see how I like it. They talk about how, you know, when they got into wrestling as fans, that they would, like, I think that they said that Matt Macho Man was one of their guys, and Ultimate Warrior was another one, and that they didn't like Hulk Hogan either, which is just funny, really thinking about that. And then when they do talk about when they would do wrestling, they, again, like, this is why I Bret Hart and Mick Foley's books are my favorite, because they get into the details of the matches themselves, but Matt and Jeff, they don't get into the details of the couple of matches that they've had at this point where I am in the book before they signed with WWE. And then with Drew McIntyre's book was the same thing, very lacking in the details of the actual matches that he had. I think Bruno's was more detailed with it, but also, again, his was very kayfabe heavy, so that was different. To an extent, McIntyre's had a little bit of kayfabe in there. We would talk about the real stuff and then throw in the kayfabe when talking about some of the matches as well. So, yeah. And not a bad book. It's not, as I said in my Bret Hart review, I've never read a bad wrestling book. Regardless of how I feel about the wrestlers as human beings or as wrestlers, how I feel about them as people is irrelevant, because I enjoy reading the stories. And, like, I enjoyed reading Stone Cold Steve Austin's book, Shawn Michaels' first book, Kurt Angle's book, which that one is a very rare find. I don't know if I can find it anywhere else anymore. I probably could find it on Amazon, because that's where I had originally purchased it many, many years ago. What was another one? Oh, yeah, The Rock's book. Don't remember how detailed he was in that one. I know he was very detailed when talking about his childhood. And Jim Duggan's book, I don't remember him being very detailed about his matches either. The Road Warriors book was pretty detailed, more so with the tag matches, because obviously tag matches for the Road Warriors. Goldust's book was not very detailed on a lot of things, really, as far as the actual wrestling part of his life and career. But anyways, I'm getting off topic here. It's a good book. Like I said, it's broken up into three parts, and those parts are structured as part one, Boy's Life, part two, Top of the World, part three, Moment of Truth. And like I said, they would have little sub, again, not traditional chapters. It would be just little categories here and there. Like, you know, say the first one, it's Cameron, and then there's Discipline, Mom, School Days, and so on. Again, it's very different from what I'm used to when it comes to reading biographies, especially wrestling books, but I'm enjoying it, and I'm intrigued by it, and I am looking forward to the more of the stories that I'm going to get as I continue to read this one. And so far, I would say it is definitely a book that I would recommend, especially if you're a fan of the Hardy Boys, or whichever one of them specifically, whether you're a fan of Matt Hardy, a fan of Jeff Hardy. I think you'll enjoy hearing about their upbringing and their childhood, and the unique presentation of how they're telling that story. And that's going to do it for this shorter book review on the Man of Science podcast for The Hardy Boys Exist to Inspire. I think you could probably find a decent copy of it on Amazon if because I'm pretty sure they have some good stores that are on there that are selling it. But you can check out my Bret Hart book review from last week. That one I had a lot of fun with as well. I was a little more detailed with that one, and also my Bruno Sammartino book review from 2021. My review of Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, You want to check that out as we get near to the movie release for it, which I don't know when I'm going to see that one after it's released. But I will definitely enjoy seeing that one, just as I did with the Hunger Games first four films of the three books. But again, I'm still disappointed that they're not doing a two-part, as far as I know at least, that they're not splitting it into two parts, because that book is thick, like the Bible. And I, as soon as I was finished reading that book, I said, they better split it into two films, because there's so many important details to the story that would be wasted being taught, being put into just one movie. But you all, hope you all check that, those out as well. And my retro film reviews for, you know, just released Nightmare Before Christmas yesterday, as this one will be released. And my reviews for Last of Us Part 1, Batman Arkham Knight, and Dungeons and Dragons of Honor Among Thieves, and all my other reviews that I have on here for films, movies, films and movies are the same, for The Last of Us TV series, for video games, books, and so on. My regular podcast episodes, if you want to check some of those out, even though some of them are more specific to a certain time frame, especially like my wrestling ones where I'm predicting and recapping some of the pay-per-views. Unless you just want to hear my thoughts on some of that stuff anyways, so you can do so. Feel free to do so. I do not discriminate or shame anyone who would like to check out some of these older videos and stuff anyways. But thank you all so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing. And if you're not subscribed, please do so. You already know, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podbean, and so on. So you can support me by purchasing some stuff on my store. I have some fun designs on there. My Straight Edge t-shirt, that is my number one best-selling item on there. Thank you very much for that. And check out my blog, The Mennonites Podcast, at wordpress.com. And those links will be in the description of down there as well. And yeah, I love and appreciate every single one of you who continue to show your support for what I do on here. Hope you all are doing well, staying safe, staying healthy, taking care of yourselves, taking care of your loved ones, and being the wonderful people that I know you all are and can be. And if you would like to have the good conversations about some of these things, you can do so either by commenting on the YouTube videos, reaching out to me on the Mennonites Podcast on Facebook, themennonitespodcast@gmail.com, and just get the conversation going. I'm always happy to share in these interests and in these subjects with everybody. Yeah, this has been my book review for The Hardy Boys Exist to Inspire. I am Julian, and I will see all of you on the next one. Bye-bye.